Hey, did you sleep in on
Thursday?
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nate catch-up.
Hello, catch-uppers. Welcome to the catch-up.
Catch-upperers.
Catch-upperers.
That's what we're going with.
It's hard to say, though. Catch-upperers.
We did it well. I listened to the podcast the other day, and we welcome people with catch-upperers.
Yeah, hello, catch-upperers.
Catch-upperers. Yeah. It's fun to say. Catch-upperers.
It actually feels, and it's one of those, because it rolls the R. It feels nice.
Catch-upperers.
Say it to yourself.
Red leather, yellow leather. While the human torch was denied a bank loan.
While you're listening to the podcast, just say catch-upperers to yourself, and you'll know what we're talking about. Feels nice.
I wonder where people listen to the podcast. You and me, we're big like gym and running people. That's
big
where
treadmill.
We listen to the podcast. What if people listen to driving?
In the car, walking.
Running, walking, yeah.
While they're having their morning
Sahi bowls. Get in contact. At Jimmy and Nath, let us know where you listen to the podcast.
Big podcast this one, Jim. I got shown up. Got my girlfriend Meg a Valentine's present. I got shown up by a possum.
Yeah.
Outdone.
Possum. Well, possums are cute.
They are, but chocolate-covered strawberries are also cute, especially when they come from me.
None of that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
How are chocolate-covered strawberries cute?
Because you look at them and you're like, oh, strawberries are a cute fruit.
I don't think any fruit's cute.
I'm
not going to eat anything that's cute.
Really?
A small child, cute. Are you saying you dip a small child in chocolate?
It's good. You have blown this so out of proportion.
Nate likes to eat small children. You sicko. What's wrong with you? You need to get checked. See what's wrong with you.
Yeah, right.
Enjoy the podcast.
Yesterday, Valentine's Day, I sent my girlfriend a present because she lives on the mainland.
Yep.
So I got her some chocolate-covered strawberries delivered to her house.
Chocolate-covered strawberries.
Chocolate-covered strawberries.
How many? Yeah. Do you mind me asking?
24.
24? Well, yeah, it's a decent amount.
Two.
Strawberry. I got one. Sent one. It was a big one.
I sent her a strawberry and a Cadbury chocolate bar. Do it yourself.
Next year, I'm going to send her the microwave. She can get it all done.
So I got them delivered to her house. And first of all, I was really nervous because I didn't want to ask her. I've kind of forgot what her street number was, like the number of her house on a street.
That's
so
it. You're in trouble, mate.
It's 10 Wallace Street. And I thought for a little bit that it was 9 Wallace Street.
Yep.
So I was nervous right before the present was getting delivered that it was going to go to the single mother of three next door.
Did you not think of like Google Mapsing it and just having a look at the street view and you can see the number?
I'm not very tech savvy, you know that.
Okay.
I didn't think of that. I just took the gamble.
Cross the fingers, hope for the best.
Anyway, it got there. So she sent me a photo of the thing. She said, thank you so much. But here's my issue, because I think I got shown up on Valentine's Day. Because straight after the photo of the chocolate-covered strawberries, I received 5 photos of a baby possum that ended up on her front door.
Okay, so there was a possum. You didn't order the possum?
I didn't order the possum. That wasn't part of the bundle. Unless it was an add-on.
Her other boyfriend sent her a possum.
And then the whole day, so I ring her to go, oh, how are the chocolates?
Yeah.
The whole day, the conversation's about this bloody possum. Mm. So it showed up on her front door. Then they took it to the vet because it wasn't, I think it had a bit of a stomach ache. They think it was pregnant.
It ate too many strawberries.
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe it ate too many strawberries. But then the whole day, all the photos. And then her dad rings me. I'm thinking her dad's ringing to go, hey, you nailed Valentine's Day.
Yep.
Chocolate covered strawberries. Rings me, didn't even mention the strawberries, and goes, the possum. You've seen the picture of the possum.
Okay, to be fair.
All about the possum.
So the possum and the chocolate covered strawberries on the step at the same time?
Same time.
Maybe you make the possum look like a bad guy. You say to Meg, how many strawberries were there? And she goes, 24. And you went, I said 60. That bloody possum's been into the strawberries.
You mean 180.
That's right. Some huge news now for our Seinfeld fans, because the show could possibly be coming back. Jerry was on the Ellen DeGeneres show. Mm. Huge fan of the show. Shout out to Elle.
Ellen and Jerry, both big fans.
Yeah, huge fans. Probably Ellen, then Jerry, if we had to rank them.
Start with Ellen, yeah. Jerry, it took him a while to get him on board with the show.
We went to see Jerry live when he was touring Australia. And in the crowd, you were yelling, Jerry, Jerry. And he didn't yell back.
I saw him wink at me, though. Kind of pointed at me and was like, my man.
He looked at me at one stage. We're best friends.
It was more like, get him out.
So we're about to play some audio. This is Jerry Seinfeld on the Ellen DeGeneres show.
Do you think, Jerry, there would be a possibility that Seinfeld would come back?
It's possible.
Wow. You're hilarious, and I had so much fun spending the day with you that
day. Thank you. It's great to see you.
It's called Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. It's available now on Netflix. Check it out.
Jerry, Jerry, Jerry.
Do you find that weird that she... So that I didn't edit any of that. So that's... She asks him, if Seinfeld comes back, it's a possibility. Crowd screams, thanks for coming in, Jerry.
Yeah, like, it's weird.
I feel like that's follow. You need a follow-up question, like when, or have you chatted the other cast members?
It's kind of a throwaway line, because the thing is, like, crowd screaming, I know she let that go for a bit, but crowds scream constantly on Ellen. As soon as she comes out, they're screaming. As soon as she sits down, she sits down. Yeah, sits down.
Careful.
Why haven't you seen that episode?
Tongue twister. We get fired today. Hey, look, yeah, no, I just felt like maybe she should have just been like, hey, Jez, are you serious? Have you chatted to Elaine? Is George involved? Kramer? I mean, are we getting the gang back together?
Yeah. And Kramer just comes through the door.
Just going, hello. When are we starting? So fingers crossed. Look, Nath, I've thought about it. And I am a massive Seinfeld fan.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend's dad, Courtney's dad, Craig, huge Seinfeld fan.
Massive
Seinfeld
bigger
fan.
Bigger than you.
Oh, the biggest. Might be the biggest Seinfeld fan.
Possibly.
So I might text him and get his thoughts on it, but I just don't know if it should come back.
What do you mean?
Well, because when some things come back, they're not that good.
Oh, you're nervous. You don't want it to wreck it.
Wreck it. I mean, look at the new Jumanji movie. Awful.
Ah, yeah, but I mean...
Look at
the cast.
Shout out to The Rock. Huge fan of the show.
Jim, let's talk DIY face masks.
Let's talk DIY face masks.
Nah, no, it doesn't quite work. No, sorry.
Sorry. Look, I'm throwing it out there and, you know, some stuff doesn't make
you
the show.
You backed yourself. That's the main thing.
I hate myself in.
A girl in the Philippines, she's gone viral when she accidentally ripped off her eyebrows removing a DIY face mask. Now, this is a classic. She didn't read the instructions properly and she didn't realise that there was traces of wax in the face mask.
Okay,
yep. And so she's plastered it all over her face, including her eyebrows. Took her about an hour and a half, this video goes for, to get it off because she rips every individual hair out of her eyebrows.
Oh, I've done the... You've probably done it too, Nath. A bit younger. Your boys, you know, someone's sleeping, you shave their eyebrows off.
Oh, you do that one, yeah. We used to do it if you lose a bet.
Oh, we just did it because...
Nothing else. We couldn't sleep. Didn't have TVs in Gundawindi.
Yeah.
That's why.
In the small country town I grew up in, there wasn't a lot to do.
Now, you and I tried these face masks the other day. Your girlfriend and your girlfriend's mate came down and they put face masks on us.
Courtney and Emma were there and they were having face masks and they just asked us, hey, boys, do you want to try them? And we went, why not?
Well, we said yes, but I had no idea that they were a potential hazard.
Well, I mean, I don't think those ones
This was
were...
never communicated to
well,
me.
Well, we didn't... The girls are professionals, mate.
I mean, are they? Because they're both flight attendants.
Look at them, yeah. Mate, flight attendants, they know how to do makeup.
Yeah, they're stunning.
They can send you... You know, they're flight attendant. If your makeup isn't done correctly, they'll send you home.
Really?
Yeah, if you don't have the right shade of red... This is not a joke. If you don't have the right shade of red lipstick, they'll be like, go home.
They're harsh.
They're very harsh. So
what
they know
if you have
what
no
they're
eyebrows?
No, you're fine.
Just draw the same thing.
Some people get eyebrows tattooed on. Did you know that?
Yeah, I've seen that. You can get them tattooing permanently and drawn on as well. Some people don't have the eyebrows.
Yeah.
So you can do those wax face masks
everywhere. If you didn't know about eyebrows, thanks to Jimmy and Nath, you do now.
I'll tell you what, to get my eyebrows off, you'd need, like, road tar.
If you've never seen a photo of Nath, I mean, head to our actually, I'll give you a personal Instagram out, at Nathan Roy. Head there. You're a descendant of John Howard.
Well, I was about to say, you could also go to at John Howard if you want to see what my eyebrows look like.
It could be your dad.
I'm worried one day they're going to get up and walk away. They're that hairy. They look like little possums.
Caterpillars.
Okay, great. I'm glad you've established what kind of fauna is on my eyes.
Yeah, well, maybe, fingers crossed, one day they'll turn into beautiful butterflies.
Here's what I thought we could do. I want to feel her pain, this girl who's ripped off her eyebrows. So I thought you and I, let's just rip out one hair from our eyebrows. Yes.
Well, I mean, you've got a lot to choose from. I feel like it's a bit unfair. Yeah. I don't have that many. I need to hold on to mine.
After a show, I'm molting everywhere. Looks like someone shaved a dog.
you could pull a fistful out and you'd still have four
eyebrows. All right. It's funny when I say it. You can't say it.
You need a whippersnipper to trim up his trimmer.
On the count of three, let's rip a hair.
Let me see if I can get one.
I've got one to borrow if you want.
All right. I got one.
Three,
two, one. Yeah, go on.
I got a whole wig.
Look, Nath, just before we go into whatever we're doing next, haven't really had a look. We've been trying to get our Gigi Hadid on the show. We've been doing this for a while. Our producer, Mason, he's just joined us in the studio. Producer Mace, how are you?
Good morning, boys.
Hello, Toucan.
Now, Toucan, we've been getting you to message her every day. We got you to message her yesterday for Valentine's Day. That was a bit of a challenge. Message her about Valentine's Day, say you had a missus, and get her down here for the puzzle off.
Yep.
Just want an update on that and how it's going.
Yeah, well, I think it's going all right. You saw the message yesterday, which we read back on air.
Look, it's a very long message. I'll put it up on our Instagram Facebook story. Our Instagram story at Jimmy and Nath. You can head there and have a look at it. You know, I thought it was weird that you finished it with P.S. I'm taken.
Oh, well, you notice all the spaces between, like, the main bulk of the
He's got a lot of spaces.
And then right at the end...
See, would she even scroll through that, though? Well,
that was kind of my intention.
Now, Nath, you wanted to issue Mason a bit of an ultimatum.
Yeah, it's called an ultimatum. Basically, this is what's going to happen. You've been doing this for, what, 2 weeks, Jim, would you say?
Yeah, about 2 weeks.
He's been trying to get Gigi down to Hobart.
For the puzzle-off.
For the puzzle-off. Here's your ultimatum. You got 24 hours. If you cannot get Gigi to agree to come down here by tomorrow...
By tomorrow,
24 hours, you're going to be Gigi at the puzzle-off. You're going to dress up.
Yeah.
You're going to have a wig. Possibly, but we're going to figure out the attire.
Yeah.
Maybe a skirt, I don't know. But you're going to be Gigi at the puzzle-off if you can't get her. That's the ultimatum.
Right. How do I lose 60 kilos in one day?
No, you just
do some sit-ups.
Nath, we've just chained to our producer, Mason, Toucan. He's still in the studio. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good. Well, actually, really good.
Really good.
Got some exciting news.
Well, Nath, you just issued Mason a challenge.
An ultimatum, we're calling it.
Yeah, and you said he had to get in contact with Gigi Hadid before 24 hours.
24 hours, and if he didn't, at the puzzle-off, where we're hoping Gigi will come to, he has to dress up as Gigi if he can't get her.
This is huge news, because he sent her a message yesterday for Valentine's Day. And Mace, take it away.
You're kidding me.
I've got something in my hand, dude. This is a screenshot from Gigi's account. So, tell me what you see.
Give me a look. I'll be the judge of this. So, it's Gigi sitting there. She's got two little love hearts. I love you. And she says on the picture, "Happy Valentine's Day to everyone."
Yeah.
X.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's the photo, a cropped version.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the entire photo. Tell me what's down the bottom there, Nate.
You're not going to believe this, guys. Down the bottom of the cropped photo. Mm. But especially my boy, at It's Mason Tucker.
Yeah.
Winky face.
Yeah.
Oh! Yeah. We got her! We got Gigi!
Gigi is a fan of the Tuckinator.
Wow! But she didn't say she's coming.
But she gave me a shout-out. What more do you want, mate?
The ultimatum still stands.
She needs to be in Hobart in 24 hours.
If we don't get confirmation that she's coming within 24 hours, you are going to be our Gigi at the puzzle-off, okay? Right. Take your bloody screenshot and get out of here.
Do you think they're real?
No, I don't think they're real.
I thought it was a good Photoshop, Mace. We'll put that up on our Instagram in a second. Yeah, Jimmy, now. Thanks for coming in, Mace.
Well done.
I thought you believed it. It's a miracle,
miracle, beer open. Jim, you and I, in our hot little hand, we've got plenty of tickets to the Hobart Beer Fest this Saturday. Taste Australia's best craft brews at Hobart Beer Fest this Saturday, the 17th. Tickets available from hobart.beerfestivals.com.au. And we want to give away these tickets, don't we?
Yeah, mate, it's huge. Kid Kenobi's there. Phil Jameson of Grin Spoon. I love the Spooners. Potbellies are there as well. Local beer, ciders and premium spirits. It's going to be huge.
It's going to be good fun. And now, if you want these tickets, 13, 12, 16, give us a call. What was your miracle beer opening? How did you open the beer? It's a miracle, miracle beer open. Now, a mate of mine, he opened a beer once with his eye socket. So that's cool.
Belly button's a good one.
Yeah.
I met a guy once who had a filling taken out of his mouth, like a tooth, and they put a bottle opener in place of the tooth in his mouth.
And what? And now he uses that all the time?
Yeah, he just uses it. Just cracks open beers with his mouth. Cool party trick.
Well, you just blew my belly button one out of the water, didn't you? Okay, 13, 12, 16. If you want to go to the beer fest, if you want tickets, give us a call and let us know, how did you open the beer? What was your miracle beer opening?
How did you do it? Did you just drop the beer and boom, pop, topped off, and it's good to go?
Let us know. We're going to do that next. Here's Lauv. I Like Me Better on Hobart's Hit 100.9. It's Jimmy and Nath giving away beer fest tickets next. It's a miracle, miracle, beer open. Now, Jim, we're giving away tickets to the beer fest this Saturday. It's going to be an awesome day, and all you've got to do to get tickets is have a miracle beer opening.
Yeah,
it's a cool way to open a beer.
Yeah, it's cool little fest as well. You've got Kid Kenobi, Phil Jameson, the Potbellies. And look, if you're not a fan of beer, there are local ciders, premium spirits and stuff like that as well. Something for everyone.
You and I used to work with a guy who on his first day opened a beer with a clipboard. Remember
yes.
that? That was very impressive. Yeah. Like a plastic clipboard.
Yeah, very, very impressive.
When he got it up, I was like, surely...
Just open it. He can, his party trick is he can open a beer with anything. He just used a clipboard that day. This, yeah,
cool. I'd like to challenge him. Like sit with him one day at a party and just keep handing him utensils. Open it with this, then. If you can open it with anything,
you sound like you'd be fun at parties, Nath.
Oh, I'll be great fun. Steph from Kingston, have you had a miracle beer opening? How can you open the beer?
Okay, it's not me. It's my dad.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad was just having beers with his mates once.
Classic
and
dad.
He got a new beer out of the fridge and he sat down. And he didn't get to open his beer. He fell asleep. And then he was asleep and he opened his beer when he was asleep. But this is legit.
How did he open it when he was asleep?
I don't know. I can't tell you. Like, I don't know.
It just magically opened.
He just woke up and his beer was open.
Yeah.
It's a bloody miracle.
It's a miracle.
That's what miracles are, though. You don't know how they happen. They just do.
They just happen. Yeah. They appear.
The sleeping beer opener. What's your dad's name, Steph?
Simon.
Simon. Well, Simon has just won you two tickets to the beer fest. Well done.
Cool, thank you.
Thank you, Steph.
Have a good time. Nath, yesterday was Valentine's Day. Yeah. Huge day of the year. A very popular day for dates as well. Nath, we didn't see our girlfriends. My girlfriend's a flight attendant. She's over in LA.
I Skyped Meg, my girlfriend. Oh. So technically I did see her.
She was weird. She's in the same room as you. I don't know why you had to face.
Yeah, I can't look at her straight. You can't look at her through a phone otherwise.
Yeah, I thought, and a lot of people, they do the pre-Valentine's date, you know, because they want to go out and have a date night. Because again, Valentine's Day falling this year through the week. A lot of people do the pre-Valentine's, celebrate on the weekend.
Save it for the weekend.
Yeah. So what I thought we could do is play a favourite game of ours, 13, 12, 16. We want you to rate your date.
Jimmy and Nate's Rate Your Date.
Yeah, rate your date. We want to know the last date you went on and how it went.
Mm-hmm. Can be really good, can be really bad. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, we just love to get your thoughts. We'll chat to you about your date and then we'll get a rating out of 10.
Can I give you a quick example of one?
Certainly, mate.
It's not the most recent one, and it is with a girl I used to see, the girl I'm seeing now. I took her to this amazing restaurant called Hurricanes. They do really good ribs and burgers and
amazing
beef.
Amazing restaurant, your choice of words.
It's good. Anyway, it's a big meat restaurant. I ordered the full rack of ribs. This new girl that I didn't really know took her there.
Yep.
She ordered a salad. And I was like, it's a bit weird. Why are you ordering a salad? There's so many great options here. She was a vegan. I took her to an all-meat restaurant.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even a proper salad, it was a side dish.
So if you had to rate that day, Nath, what would you rate it out of?
I would rate it... probably like a 2 out of 5.
2 out of 5.
Because I was still good fun to be with.
Out of 10?
Out of 10?
Yeah.
Probably a 2 as well.
Hey, look, we'd love to get your first dates and stuff as well. A lot of people dating Valentine's Day. So give us a call, 13, 12, 16, and rate your date. We want to chat to you about the last date you went on.
And we'll give you some movie tickets as well, especially if it was a bad one. We'll give you some, 50 Shades of Grey tickets?
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to miss the climax, Nath. 50 Shades Freed in cinemas now.
All right, 13, 12, 16, give us a call to rate the last date you went on. We're playing this.
Jimmy and Nate's Rate Your Date.
Yeah, Nath, yesterday was Valentine's Day, a very popular day for dating, pre-Valentine's. I don't think you have a post-Valentine's date, just quietly.
Unless you forget and you've got to make it really big because you forget.
Yeah, but I mean, predominantly you do it on the weekend before leading up to and then maybe some flowers or a gift on the day. That's pretty much how it goes. So we thought we could play our game, Rate Your Date. It's very simple. We just chat to you about a date you've had recently and then we get you to rate it out of 10. Very simple.
Out of 10 we're doing, not out of 5.
Out of 10, yeah.
All right, let's go out of 10.
It's a general consensus that 10 is a good way to rate things. 1 to 10. People know.
Maria from Sorrel, how are you?
Good, thanks, mate. How are you?
Oh, we're fantastic, Maria. Now, did you go on a date recently?
No, I'm going to turn the clock back 21 years, actually,
So what happened 21 years ago, Maria?
My husband and I got married 21 years ago, and then the following year, first anniversary, you know, big deal.
Yep.
The day came, the day went, nothing happened. It's like,
no.
And then a month later, husband says to me, oh, would you like to go out to dinner tonight? And I said, for what? And he goes, for our wedding anniversary. And my comment was, that was actually a month ago.
Oh, no.
But then we never went out on the date, so I rate that as a 0.
A 0 out of 10.
So did he forget the date? or did he did misplaced it and thought it was a month later?
He misplaced it and thought it was actually a month later,
But then
and
a month later...
consequently, has never remembered the day since.
Oh, so he still gets it wrong, even after 21 years?
Yeah, no, he just chooses not to remember at all.
Oh, because that's the best way to go about
selective,
it.
Selective memory.
That's it. You stuff up once, don't worry about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, like at least he's consistent.
Well, that's right. 10 points for consistency.
Yeah, it's time for the gossip.
Yeah, you know that we got it.
What you doing? You gotta stop because it's time for... Gossip Guide. Gossip Guide.
Jim, you're an expert with the glossies, with the magazines. What you do is you help inform both me and Hobart of some glossy stories. Once I understand them, on behalf of everybody, I... XOXO. Ding them through.
Who needs Women's Weekly when you got Jimmy?
You are.
That's what they... I am Women's Weekly.
You're a living Women's Weekly.
I am. You're welcome, guys. Hey, look, first cab off the rank. You can see this video on our Instagram, at Jimmy and Nath. Jerry Seinfeld was on the Ellen DeGeneres Show, and he said this.
Do you think, Jerry, there would be a possibility that Seinfeld would come back?
It's possible.
Wow. You're hilarious, and I had so much fun spending the day with you that
day. Thank you. It's great to see you.
It's called Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. It's available now on Netflix. Check it out.
You can't just throw away something like that. If Jerry Seinfeld's saying that Seinfeld's coming back, you can't just move on, Ellen.
And Ellen's the one to ask the question. Like, hey, could Seinfeld come back? Possibly. Crowd cheers. Anyway, thanks for coming in.
It's like she was expecting Jerry to say no.
I figured it out, Nath.
Oh, what?
Because I've been thinking about this all show. She's a Friends fan.
Oh, she doesn't like Seinfeld.
She doesn't want it to come back. She's like, Jerry, could it come back? He goes, possibly. And she's like, anyway, wrap this up.
Of course.
Next week, David Schwimmer. Friends coming back?
Yeah, they are.
Hey, also, speaking of comeback, Seinfeld might be coming back, but Chris Rock is back. He's got a new stand-up special. It's called Chris Rock Tambourine.
Okay.
It's his first stand-up special in 10 years.
Wow, where's he been? What's he been doing?
He's been doing stand-up, like... He did. He was in Australia recently.
But no special
But he doesn't
stand-up.
Put any, like, yeah, like anything online. You can't watch any of his stand-up. You have to go see him.
Do you reckon he's kind of been warming up for the last 10 years, getting his good gear going?
Well, he did say, he goes, I just haven't felt confident putting something out to the world that's really, really funny. Mm. So he's very confident in this. It's on Netflix today, dropped this morning.
And what's he got? He's got a tambourine, does he?
I don't know. It's called Chris Rock Tambourine. Hopefully it's him doing stand-up and not him playing a tambourine for now.
Yeah, because that's not funny, Chris.
Actually, that is.
Out of any instruments, a tambourine's the funny one.
And just for an hour, everyone's tuned in. It's just him playing a tambourine.
I'd love that, to be
fair. We'll give you an update tomorrow if he actually is playing a tambourine. I'll watch it today. And finally, Nathan, Zac Efron, good-looking rooster. He's got a new haircut. You can see this on our Instagram, at Jimmy and Nath. I think, I showed you earlier, Nath.
Yeah.
I think it's a cross between a toasted cheese sandwich... And a jungle cat.
And a jungle cat.
Yeah.
Like the eye of a tiger, possibly.
Yeah, a bit of the tiger. I don't know what's going on. It's an interesting look.
I love the Jaffel idea because it looks like when you push down a sandwich press and it leaves the lines on the bread, that is on the side of his head.
So, yeah, his beard is like lines. There's like lines in his beard. It looks like a bird. Cheese sandwich.
Is he doing it for a reason? Is he in something or?
Yeah, so it's for a new movie. The movie's called Beach Bum. It also stars Matthew McConaughey and Isla Fisher.
Okay.
So I went to the Beach Bum website.
Yeah.
And this is all they have on the website. This is real. A rebellious stoner named Moondog lives life by his own rules.
And he looks like a ham and cheese jaffle.
And plays a tambourine. Nath, the other day on the show, we spoke about over-ordering. And it's a bit of a pet peeve of yours when people, you know, they leave food on their plate.
Mm-hmm.
I believe this is what you said. You get angry when we're at restaurants and you look at other tables and you're like, punch my arm, be like, Jim, look, lady didn't finish a snitty or
so angry.
Leftover chips. You get furious when people don't finish their meals.
They should be banned. You know when you get banned from a hotel or a club for causing a ruckus? You should also be banned if you don't finish your bloody meal. I stand by that.
Yeah.
Don't leave food on your plate. Or if you're going to, order something smaller.
Or as we said, offer it to someone else.
Or give it to somebody else.
Give it to someone else, which brings up my point, which I want to get involved. 13, 12, 16, do you eat other people's leftovers?
Mm.
Because, Nathan, I was watching Graham Norton the other night, and Chris Pratt was on there, big fan of the show.
Yep.
Star of Jurassic World.
Oh, what else is he recently?
Parks and Rec. The Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yep.
Yeah, he's in a few things. And he was on Graham Norton, and he was talking about when he worked in a restaurant in LA, and this was before he was famous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And this is what he said about eating food.
And we have this thing called the tunnel, which is an area between the dining room and the kitchen where they keep all the soft drinks and, like, the silverware and stuff. And that's, I've been busted so many times eating off people's plates that they were like, you have to stop doing that. Like, it's really, really bad. And anything I ate, I had to eat in the tunnel. It was my safe zone to where I
used to... For judgment.
I knew I loved him. I didn't know why. I didn't know how to put my finger on it. It's because he eats other people's leftovers. That's why.
There's a famous Chris Pratt story. It's in acting in the movie world. It's called a chew bucket.
Mm.
So, you know, in the movies, they're always eating food and drinking. But the idea is, like, they have heaps of takes. So you can't eat all that food.
Of course.
So it's this chew bucket. So what it even is, like, you're chatting and they film a bit and then you spit it in the bucket.
Mm.
They bring out new food and you do it again.
Don't tell me he eats the stuff out of the chew bucket when people spit it out.
No, he wouldn't spit it out.
Oh, he just swallowed it.
Yeah, so they did one take. It was like cheeseburgers. And they did 12 takes of it. He ate 12 cheeseburgers.
Amazing.
He's like, I'm not throwing me food out.
Exactly, because you don't want to waste it. And I know we've already said this, but I cannot stand when people leave leftovers on their plate. Someone needs to eat it, mate.
Well, this is one I want to extend out to the listeners. 13, 12, 16, do you eat other people's leftovers? It could be your partner. You go to dinner, your partner doesn't polish it off, so you get involved. Mm. But, Nath, would you be willing, because we always see it when we go out to pubs, would you be willing to eat someone else's food?
Yeah,
a stranger.
I've always said that, but I've always been nervous because I don't want to be judged by the people that I'm with. If I'm with you, I don't care what you think. I'll do it.
But okay, well, what if we went on the weekend, and this is just a side note, would you be willing to, like, step up to someone's table like, hey, guys, I saw you didn't eat your snitty. Can I finish it?
I wouldn't even ask, mate. If it's there, I'll get a clean knife and fork and throw it in there. Beautiful. If it's a good snitty, great. Love it. Every bit of it. 13, 12, 16, though. Do you eat other people's leftovers? Maybe it's your partner, as Jimmy said. Maybe it's somebody random that you've seen at a pub.
Maybe you work at a pub and you polish off the food.
And we'll give you tickets to either the Beer Fest or movies as well. So we'll reward you for eating leftovers. 13, 12, 16. Do you eat other people's leftovers, Jim?
Yeah, we spoke about it in the show the other day, Nath, and you said you get upset when people overorder and they leave food.
It's a waste.
And you've never done it, but you said you'd be interested in eating other people's food.
I didn't say I've never done it.
you haven't done a stranger. You've done your partner and mine.
I haven't done a complete stranger. I've done, like, an acquaintance.
We went down, is it the Brick House in Salamanca? Brick? Or
yeah,
Brick,
yeah, yeah.
That one?
Brick House, yeah.
Yeah, and we went there, and it was me, my partner Courtney, Nath's partner Meg, and myself, four of us. And, Nath, you polished off your pizza,
mm-hmm.
and then you proceeded to eat all of our pizzas.
Yep, because you guys are weak, and you need to know that if you can't finish it, don't order it.
It also turns out Chris Pratt, big fan of the show, movie star, before he was famous, he worked in a restaurant in LA, and he would eat other people's food as a staff member.
I knew I loved him. He's my spirit animal. Hayley, do you eat other people's leftovers?
I eat my children's leftovers.
Oh, classic. How many kids you got, Hayley?
I have two. My six-year-old, he's pretty good. He eats like a teenager, so he's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But my three-year-old daughter refuses to eat half the time, and it really gets up me.
Now, Hayley,
growing up as a kid, we didn't get a lot, so I'm like, don't leave food.
Hayley, I'm guessing you make their meals. Is that correct?
Yes.
So do you sometimes, if it's like a good meal, you'll make a little bit extra for them and just knowing that you'll be able to eat it?
Yeah, possibly.
Do you angle the meals to make sure that you like them? Maybe that's why they don't like them. Maybe that's why she doesn't eat them, because Hayley's just making all these things that she loves and not the kids.
It's chicken Kiev again.
Danielle from Midway Point, your husband or your brother eats other people's leftovers?
My brother, he's a good culprit for his three-year-old niece. So he's up in Launceston, so every time we tend to go out for dinner, he's eyeing off her food and taking her food mid-range while she's eating it, even if she's just started it. Funny thing is, I go up, pack food, put, like, little cheese sticks in the fridge up at home, and he's straight into it. He loves her food.
He doesn't even wait till she's done. So that's not even eating someone's leftovers. That's blatantly eating someone else's food.